You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Vic Carucci with you from Radio Row, Super Bowl 48 in the heart of Manhattan. Nathan Zagura back in Northeast Ohio, and on the line with us right now from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network is Doug Deacon. Doug, first of all, thanks and welcome to the show. How you doing? All right, all right, Jason, our producer, Jason Gibbs, going to fix
this.
There we are. Yeah. Now we got Doug Deacon.
Wasn't my end, I don't think.
No, probably. I'm sure it wasn't. Doug, want to jump? Can you hear us? Okay. Oh, Dougie, I hear. I think Doug's slamming the phone on the ground. He's beating up the phone, Nathan.
He's beating Doug. Take it easy, big fella.
He's taking it out on the phone. The phone is – if you slam it a couple of times, maybe it'll work.
Maybe it will. Now, let me say, at this thing, you can throw another name out there we're hearing a little bit as a potential rumor on Twitter. I haven't seen this confirmed yet by Ian Rapoport and Adam Schefter or somebody like that, but Randy Fickner, the quarterback's coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, was their wide receivers coach.
Right.
It'll be very interesting to see.
All right. Doug Deacon, I think, is back with us on the line. Doug, you there? All right. Still got some issues. All right. Well, talk a little about it. Researching this. He's a Cleveland guy?
He's from the city of Cleveland, yes.
Okay.
A native of Cleveland, Ohio, ended up going to Purdue where he played for the Boilermakers. He is the quarterback's coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers and has been since 2010. Before that, starting in 2007 with the Steelers, he was the wide receivers coach as part of new head coach Mike Tomlin's regime. He replaced Bruce Arians, who was promoted. He's given a lot of credit for helping develop guys like Santonio Holmes, supporting the growth of Wallace, Sanders, Antonio Brown, and then last year became the quarterback coach. So he has worked, obviously, with a variety of people, with Bruce Arians, Todd Haley, who's been there as well, has kind of overseen kind of the changes in that offense over the years, and somebody who certainly, while a wide receiver, helped the wide receivers out now with the quarterback work with Roethlisberger. So he's worked with people who have gotten better at their craft, which is always something that you look for. And again, he would know the division well, obviously, coming from the Steelers. So just another name that's possibly out there.
Yeah, and you know, kind of an interesting one, and it doesn't surprise me that we're hearing people that aren't going to be sort of mainstream, obvious, you might know this guy kind of potential, that it would be someone from a position coach rank who gets to move up, and looking in the division would make sense if, in fact, there's some validity to this, and it's just something that's been put out on Twitter. So let's see where it goes from here. All right, let's try number three time here because we're stalling to try to get Deacon on with us. Doug, how's this now? Can you hear me? Boy. Well, we tried. I guess three times.
Three strikes.
We're out. We gave it our best. And
we did.
We got a little bit of Doug Deacon, but it did not go through. So
it's okay. We always got plenty of stuff to talk about.
Here's we got plenty. I just wanted to talk with Deek.
I want the Deek. Who doesn't want the Deek? Tom Moore reporting on Twitter right now. This is another person rumored to be joining the staff. Ex-Bills linebacker coach Chuck Driesbach expected to join Mike Pettine's staff, says, quote, it looks like it's going to be good. So,
yeah, I think he could be, you know, that's a guy coming from the Bills and with a connection, obviously, to Mike Pettine. And, you know, it would be great to see how that all comes together from the defensive side. And I don't want to diminish, because Mike Pettine's a defensive coach, I don't want to diminish the importance of adding quality people on the defensive side of the ball. Can't do that. It matters. You've got to have good position coaching. You've got to have somebody who sees the singular vision of the coach. You've got to see players get better. All the things that we heard after the firing of Rob Chudzinski that did not happen with the previous coaching staff, at least in the eyes of Joe Banner, Jimmy Haslam, that they didn't see enough improvement among players, et cetera, et cetera. well, this is the new group that has a chance to do, I guess, what the people who run the Browns didn't think happened well enough with the previous group.
Right, right. And hopefully, you know, the one thing I'll say, and you tell me the same if it's true, there does seem to be just a different style of personality around Coach Pettine than there was around Coach Chutt. Not to say it's better, just a different style. And I think that maybe that is one of the things they were looking for when they hired him.
I would second that there's a different style. And what does that mean? In my mind, it means someone who, when he just the way he kind of presents himself, it's a little more of a you do sense a different level of energy. I'm not going to say it's over the top fiery, matching his looks as kind of the WWE wrestler. He doesn't come in that much over the top, but he does come in with a sense of being decisive, concise with his remarks, and very focused on what he believes in and says. Now, that's words. That's just the ability to express himself in press conferences and so forth. He did a solid job in that news conference. That's
a very
really
good job.
He did a really good job. But that's really all we know about him right now. And you mentioned the book, Collision Low Crossers, and I'm in the process of reading that
as
well.
It's a good read.
And it's a really good read.
It's a really good book.
And the one thing I'm going to caution about, because people will read that, and it's an ode to – it starts out as an ode to Rex Ryan and turning into an ode – Mike Pettine becomes like a featured person in this book, clearly main character. But – clearly, the writer, who is not a football guy, and he makes that very clear up front, and the writing style and the approach is not similar to what you would normally say read in a, quote, football book, which is what makes it a book that's interesting, I think, because what he did was 2 years ago, 2011, he got incredible access to that team, and because he got that exclusive, incredible, inside-the-building, employee-like access to the Jets, he was really praised. I mean, he just was effusive in his praise of those people because he loved them. They got Mike Tannenbaum, the GM, and Rex Ryan, the head coach, and, you know, Pettine. All those people were given heavy pats on the back by this guy and a lot of love by this guy because this guy got places that writers don't get.
He had an office in the building. He was in meetings watching film with these guys. Part of that is fascinating to me and helping kind of build my football education from that standpoint, because those are things that you just don't have access to. And I find that's why it's very good, and it happens to center around it in large part, yes, Rex Ryan, but the man who was just hired to be the head coach of our Cleveland Browns.
Yep, so that's an interesting thing, and we'll see how it all plays out, at least from the standpoint of what kind of coach he'll be. But he is, if you want to know more about the guy, and by the way, we're going to try to get the author of that book. He is based in New York, and I'm told he will be around Radio Row later this week, and I think I got on his dance card so he can make an appearance here on CBD. All right, we've got more coming up. Gerard Cherry is going to join us, the third member of our crew. He'll be in studio at KNR. That's coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Vic Carucci coming to you from Manhattan, from Radio Row, Super Bowl 48. He is Nathan Zagura coming to you from Northeast Ohio. And we have got much more ahead on ESPN 850 WKNR.